Israel is keeping up a steady stream of attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip, killing 11 more Palestinians in its latest airstrikes. The air raids targeted four different locations in the coastal enclave. Officials say two of the victims were killed when a strike hit a facility for the disabled in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. Israel has pounded more than 1,000 targets in the impoverished region since Tuesday. 119 Palestinians, most of them women and children, have lost their lives, and about 800 others have been injured. Tel Aviv has now massed thousands of troops along the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground incursion. Let's cross over to Gaza and speak to our correspondent, Hala Al-Safadi. Hala, last time we spoke to you, the Gaza Strip was still being pounded right behind you. Tell us a bit more about what the situation is like right now.
Well, the last 15 minutes were very intense. We've been hearing explosions all over the Gaza Strip. There were three explosions in Gaza City. One targeted a house, and there are some reports about injuries. Another one just took place right now in North Gaza. Two houses were attacked, and they're calling on ambulances to come, but there's difficulty in reaching those houses. Also, there were heavy attacks on West Gaza City, North Gaza, and both Beit Lahia and Beit Hanun, and there's news that a girl, 1.5-year-old girl, was injured along with her dad. And earlier there was also an attack on the National Bank, and this is confirmed right now. There were about more. The total of the houses demolished so far are 196, with the latest three or four houses that were demolished like 15 minutes ago. Also, there's the Salah Benevolent Society was also targeted 15 minutes ago. More than 15 minutes ago. This raises the death toll to over 125, with 900 people. Over 900 people are actually injured. This night was also another sleepless night. The Gazans actually woke up on only the sounds of the heavy Israeli cargo offloading their deadly cargo, actually. Also, the Ministry of Health has called last night to bring Israel to justice and to actually put Israel or form an international trial against the Israeli violations of a human right, as they targeted, they killed a doctor, they injured a paramedic, and also they targeted an ambulance yesterday and the day before. There were also casualties reported in hospitals, such as the European Hospital in Khan Yunis, also Al-Wafa Hospital in East Gaza, and actually there are Human Shield international activists standing since last night in front of Al-Wafa Hospital because it was warned that it would be targeted, and also the Red Crescent societies were also targeted. So basically, right now, Israel is targeting a number of different places, including hospitals, houses, lands. At the moment of me speaking right now, there's a sound of a huge explosions in the area around us. We will know where this is and also confirm with you. Of course. Is really saddening, or the real tragedy here, is about the children. We've been seeing a lot of videos and pictures and actually dead bodies in hospitals of children and innocent children. A person or a human cannot just stand silent in front of those pictures. They bring anyone to tears except for Mahmoud Abbas, obviously, and Ban Ki-moon, and the Israeli community, and those who support Israel aggression on Gaza. Last night, 2 days ago, there was a father crying over his 4-year-old child, dead body, who lost half of his head, and asking him to wake up as he got him some toys and some things. Another dad, his only daughter was critically injured, and he was crying loudly, "Take my blood and give it to my child and bring her back to life." Another 6-year-old boy is laying in bed in a hospital, and basically he doesn't even know that his family was targeted. The situation is only getting harder, kids are being targeted, and the international community stands silent.
Now, Hala, I'll give you a moment to collect yourself there, but for those of our viewers who are watching, as you've just pointed out, the situation is very dire, a humanitarian catastrophe in the making. Palestinians do not know whether their houses will be targeted, whether once they leave the house, their loved ones will be safe or not. This is being exacerbated by the fact that the Rafah border crossing is closed. A few dual nationals were allowed to leave, but there are hopes that that the Egyptian side would let in some medical supplies. What are the hopes for that? Will that even transpire?
Well, yesterday in Al Shifa Hospital, there was a press conference for the Ministry of Health, where they said that they actually ran out of number of medical equipment, and they call on the international community and the Egyptian authorities to bring in medications and needed equipment. The Rafah border is closed. It closed yesterday, and they only allowed around 11 injuries to actually cross to Egypt, and plus those who hold an Egyptian passport. There is a crossing yesterday. The Israeli-controlled Erez crossing was also opened only for those who hold foreign passports, and most of the foreigners, around 250, left Gaza Strip by Friday evening. So the situation is totally deteriorating in hospitals. Egypt's situation is. People are actually surprised of what Egypt is doing right now. This is the first time Egypt actually keeps slapping the Palestinian people on their faces since the day one of escalation. We're talking about 900 injuries here. We're talking about kids, innocent kids and children and women and elderly men who are being killed. And until now, what Egypt is doing is nothing. They opened the borders for those who hold Egyptian passports, as if the rest of Palestinians with no Egyptian passports are not human beings, are not people who actually deserve medication by international law. Even like the least of their human rights are being violated, and no one is actually caring of the simplest rights that maybe they don't even talk about in their own countries. Who talks about reaching a hospital for being treated? Who talks about a right for medication? Who talks about a right to get medicine? This is only heard here in Gaza, especially during those difficult days. Gazans are suffering on a daily basis, not to mention the Israeli blockade, not to mention the water shortage and the fuel shortage and the electricity problems. So among all of those, now we're actually suffering a war while the international community chooses to stand silent. And what actually angers Palestinians even more, that they are actually led by the Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas, that seems not to understand what's really happening on the ground and is still calling for peace talks while people are dying, while he actually showed sympathy with those who are killed on the Israeli side, the three Israeli settlers who already live in illegal settlements in Palestine, in the occupied lands. So we cannot only blame the international community, but we actually blame a person who claims to be a leader of the Palestinians.
Okay, Halla Savadi, they're reporting from Gaza. Halla, thank you for that update there. Press TV will continue to bring live updates from the Gaza Strip throughout the day, of course.